magazine's got to put it in its childlike manner. These are the figures. Now, boys, what are you going to do? The darker clothes have got to be sold to do it, and you've got to get it. Bird, perhaps, will be the fellow to write the article. I mean, that's the kind of thing what I mean.
Well, as a matter of fact, I agree to that. But what I'm saying is that at this moment, it seems to me they minimize the good that can be done along that line, so many of them, in seeking to shift their burden of responsibility to someone that they are vaguely calling a leader in their own mind. They don't know just who that is. Sometimes they think it's me. Sometimes they think it's someone else.
Right.
But the point is, instead of thinking, what the hell can I do? Where can I go? How can I coalesce with others that believe as I do? And we can work out these little plans. We're not going to speech on so-and-so. And do it in such a way that, by golly, it's bound that we'll get the commentators, we'll get the editorials, we'll get an article written about it. All the way through, pounding away. There ought to be never a day goes by where, in some form or another, the things that we're now calling basic purposes or ideals, principles, guideposts, they are not held up until people begin to think of them as their own. That's what I say. Now, think of the job. Now, finally say, well, now, the man that fits this best is Joe Zilch. So Joe Zilch starts out. And he, in his own way, taking advantage of this favorable atmosphere that's been created, favorable, he begins to make a dynamic. But I'll tell you this, it's going to have to be goddamn dynamic to be central. That's exactly the Judeo philosophy. Stop to think of the cynical political groupments from which it started. It continued on the basis of helping the common man. Oh, God damn it, there is just until the whole place is busted to put, or until it's licked. So the job of licking is going to be tremendous for anyone. But the thing to start now is to give people little simple truths to which they will cling and want to cling.
Well, I will take you more your time. Maybe next time you come down to Washington.
Well, I'll tell you, Arthur, I just want you to know that there's no one in this world as more concerned as I am about this. Because sometimes I think I feel safe. There was a hell of a lot of lads that are now dead. And I said, you are fighting for certain basic needs. I condemn. Educational institutions of our country over the past 100 years, they have not sufficiently emphasized the difference between our form of government and these others, which, if it had been done, would not point up for them the difference between our form of government and what these so-and-so are trying to do to us.
That's right.
But in any event, I had to get up as a soldier in war and try to explain to kids why they were fighting. What was the difference between us and kids? General, what are we over here for? What the hell? What's this all about? Why am I over here in a bunch of souls over striking over the coal mine? And all that. I tried to give them a couple of words. Now, I just feel like I'm sort of guilty or something if I don't keep fighting for them, see? And so, I struggle and struggle. I certainly desperately pray that I don't have to push too far into the forefront of the damn battle, that I could be one of the workers in the vineyard, or to change the metaphor in a hell of a hurry. But I'll just say this, not to everybody, but I never know that no man knows his country more than I do. No man is more devoted to his country, and no man is ever going to be able to accuse me, if I help him, of refusing to do my duty when I see my duty. But I do hold this one thing in this one field of political activity. Every man is damn near got to be interested in his own duty.
The only way you can find out whether you have a duty in the minds of all of your fellow citizens is to first make up your own mind that you have a duty there. That's what you see. So man's got to be his own judge. And
Marcy, how are you? How have you been?
Oh, I've